Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. You know, folks, while I am a fan of the Affordable Care Act, I think it is a step in the right direction. It is merely a step in the right direction. It's not where we need to be. That's my opinion. I think single-payer health care is a wonderful thing, and we can have it here in the United States and take care of a lot of people. Help us talk about that and help show what labor is doing to move towards that. We've got Kay Tillo. Kay, welcome back.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Kay, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. I hope you're well. Kay, first of all, talk to us a little bit about single-payer health care and why it is such an advantage not only for the person receiving the health care coverage and paying for it on behalf of themselves and their families, but why it's also a benefit to employers.
Well, single-payer is of advantage to all of us because it removes all of the barriers that keep people from getting care. There's no payment at the point of service, so when you need to see a doctor, you go. All of the doctors are available to you because it doesn't bar your choice. It doesn't bar your choice of hospital. And it works to get all of us in to get care, to get preventive care, to see the doctor when we need it, to go to the emergency room when we need it, to get the dental care. Dental care is covered. So it really works to try to get all of the wonderful advances that our country has in terms of being able to heal to the people so that all the people in the nation get the advantage of it. What was the other part?
For
employers?
Yeah, I mean, today, the way that we have the insurance company set up through the employer, you know, I'm paying about X amount of dollars and cents every month for health care coverage. My employer's kicking in and paying their part too. Totals up to be a lot of money. And then with the single payer health care, it's a percentage of my wages, and my employer's paying a percentage of my wages. And that takes care of it. And it's much less than the insurance model that we have here in the United States currently.
Absolutely. That's the key, is that the employers will pay less because we are able to save with single payer. With single payer, we are able to cut out the waste. The piece of health care that we don't need is all of that administrative cost that goes into figuring out how you make the best profit off of this and goes into trying to deny care and to second judge the physician on the diagnosis and the treatment. All of those expenses where somebody is looking at it to figure out what to cut out to make a profit gets thrown out the window. So we can save a tremendous amount of money by doing that. We spend about double what the other industrialized nations do per capita. We spend $9,500 per person, and they spend about on the order of $5,000 per person.
Right. Now, and Kay, what troubles me about some of the anti-single-payer advocates out there are, well, look, we spend more than everybody else in the world, but it's not helping. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But what they're not telling you is a Tylenol is costing you $20. You know, they're not being truthful in how they do this. They're not being honest in how they do this. They're not comparing apples and oranges. And quite frankly, you know what troubles me even worse is the working versions of this that we have here in the United States, the VA medical system, Medicare, both work very well at very low cost.
Indeed they do.
And you know what? They get the job done better, faster, and cheaper than the private sector could do it by itself. Okay?
They do. And the studies have shown that our VA system You know, if you underfund it, it's going to be a problem. But if you, where it's funded properly, it works beautifully to catch problems, to make sure that people with diabetes are followed up on, to make sure that there's a system that reaches out and helps people to get the care they need when they need it. You can do it when you have a system that's not geared around somebody making big bucks off of it. And that really is our problem. I mean, that is the barrier to the best care. The for-profit hospitals give worse care, lower quality, and cost us more. They shouldn't be. Those should be all not-for-profit or public hospitals. And we shouldn't have a for-profit health insurance system. And that's what we do when we go to single payer. We say this is something that is too important to us to let somebody use it as a football to make a lot of money off of. The people who should make money off of the healthcare system are the people who actually have the skills to do the services, you know, the nurses, the doctors, you know, the housekeeper in the hospital. They deserve to make a good living from healthcare, but not the insurance companies. They don't provide any useful service. And if we remove them, we have the ability to have a beautifully efficient, low-cost system that will get us healthier and make us happier.
Absolutely. And Kay, I got to tell you, you know, I was lucky enough to be in the military. I was lucky enough to serve overseas in Germany, where they have a single payer healthcare system. You know, the doctors do well. They've got state of the art medical treatments there. Cradle to grave. Do you get a private room in the hospital? Probably not, unless you're paying for it. But are you going to get the very best care in the world? Absolutely. And in addition to that, they are so adamant about their preventative care that what they do is they call you up and say, hey, Kay, you got a doctor's appointment on Tuesday. Don't worry about it. Your boss already knows about it. You're good to go. Do you need some help getting to it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a wonderful thing.
You know, so I'm thinking to myself, you know, we could do this. We're already practicing it here in the United States. And all those people want to say, oh, well, the VA medical system isn't working. Yeah, it is working right. And veterans categorically want it over what you want to try and feed them. Okay? I'm telling
That's
you, folks.
Right.
Veterans, to the tune of 90%, want the VA hospital system and the people working there doing the job that they're doing, as opposed to these vouchers and all the rest of these ripoffs that some of these politicians are trying to put forward. So take that with a grain of salt, folks, because you start pushing veterans against their hospital, I wouldn't want to be that person. I'm just saying. So.
No, it's very efficient, very efficient. You know, and Medicare is very efficient, although we need to improve it. It's kind of partially privatized, so that gives us problems, and there's too many copays. But that's the part we're going to improve. We're going to improve Medicare to take away the copays, take away the costs for people, and add the dental and add the drugs. My goodness, we've got to get the drugs under control. No one can afford their drugs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part of putting in effect a single-payer system. But it's such a joy that it's back on the national agenda. People are talking about it and saying, yes, we could do this, and we deserve to have a healthcare system that really, really works for all of us and makes it better for physicians and nurses and the people who work in the system, and it makes it much better for the patients. And we can end all of this discrimination that we have and all this inability of people to get their care. I mean, sometimes people deny themselves the care. It's not that
right.
Because of the cost.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
They can't afford the copay. And we got to stop that, Kay. And we know how to do that. We know how to make it work in this country. And we can make it work. But we've got, what, two lobbyists for every member of the House and the Senate just for pharmaceutical companies in Washington, D.C.?
I don't know that figure, but I bet that's so.
Yeah, you know, we got to do something about this, folks. We got to pick it up and we got to run with it for ourselves. And, you know, long and short of this is it does work. God bless those people working in the VA hospitals because they do a great job. And with that said, Kay, how do we find out more about Unions for Single Payer?
Well, go to unionsforsinglepayer.org.
Unionsforsinglepayer.org. Any final words for us today?
I got an article up about giving Medicare to the people in Flint, based on the historical precedent set by Max Baucus, giving Medicare to the people of Libby who had been poisoned. So that article's up there. You can check it out.
There you go. Kay, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you again soon, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was Kay Tillo of Unions for Single Payer. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.